This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We took a trip out of the studio not long ago, just a few blocks really, to downtown Los Angeles's bustling arts district. There's a new art gallery, a couple designy furniture and clothing stores, and in a small loft where you might find an artist living and working, we found the headquarters of Thousand. Thousand is a company that makes bicycle helmets for the Instagram conscious set. Think less sci-fi duck bill headgear and more Steve McQueen from the 1960s. The helmets run about $85. Gloria Huang is the co-founder and CEO of Thousand. She showed us to the roof of the building, where she holds a lot of her business meetings.
It's a good view. It used to be an even better view of downtown.
The rooftop is a maze of potted plants and art, within full earshot of the planes and helicopters and trains of the city.
This building, I think, is 100 years old, and it's one of the only two live workspaces left in the Arts District. That's why a lot of creatives
are still here.
Yeah, are here in this building, the building next to us.
Gloria led us down a small, secret gardenish path.
It might not look like it's going to be something, but it'll be something when we walk through it.
To a small seating area covered with passion fruit vines. And I asked her how she came to be the CEO of a bicycle helmet company.
My story is I've been a longtime biker in Los Angeles, and I never wore a bike helmet. And if I'm honest, it's just because I just thought they looked kind of dorky. So... And it's not a good reason,
right,
but yeah. It was my reason. And then a friend of mine passed away from a really bad accident.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a headfirst injury. New York City wasn't wearing a bike helmet. And for me, I was just, afterwards, it was just that feeling of, I need to start wearing a bike helmet to be responsible to myself, to be responsible to people around me. And I went on to the market to find something I really liked and, you know, could kind of represent. And I think I found things I thought were kind of passable. And I really thought to myself, hey, you know, if you make a bike helmet people actually want to wear, I think you can, one, solve a public health crisis. You can prevent a lot of injuries and fatalities every year. And beyond that, I feel like you can really encourage cycling within cities because I thought people were like me, like the main reason they didn't want to bike was because they didn't want to feel unsafe. So if you could give people a way to feel safe, then maybe they'd bike more.
Did you have any experience with bike helmets or designing?
Not at all.
You're like, I just want to make a cool looking bike helmet. You know, trust me.
Yeah. You know what? My background was in philanthropy. I was actually former Tom's. So I was in the giving department there. And my job was trying to help things have social impact that the company was doing. So my background is trying to find new ways to do good in the world.
Right.
So the mission, that was my background, but design was not. Again, design was something I just had to learn to make this happen.
And describe your helmet. Like, how did you make, like, what's it look like for folks who can't see
totally,
it?
Totally, yeah. So going back to the whole, like, equestrian vintage moto thing, really just try to put those two together. For me, it was thinking the coolest thing for me to find would be, like, a 60s or 70s scooter helmet in someone's basement. And can we take that concept and make it for today?
So you have this idea for design. I'm going to go back to that. You have this idea for design.
For sure.
You want it to look like this sort of vintage scooter helmet.
Yeah.
You still have to meet all these rules and regulations,
totally.
I assume, about like keeping it safe. Like, it can't just look what actually has to do its job. How did you do that?
So the helmet development process takes a year and a half. You have to pass CPSC testing in the U.S., which is like 20 different tests. We also sell a lot in Europe, so we have to pass CE testing, which is an additional 20 other tests. So that whole testing process takes like 4 months. And the really crazy thing about bike helmets is you have to build everything to production level before you can test it. So that means you have to invest all of the money in design, all of the molds. You have to build the whole thing of what you're going to sell to the public, and before you can, you have to test it. And if that fails, you've got to go to the beginning.
So how much does it cost to develop a new helmet?
Minimum six figures.
Where did you guys come up with that?
While I was at Tom's, I had this idea, and I was like, okay, I'm going to start working nights and weekends on it. And I put together a Kickstarter concept. At the time, I was trying to raise 20 grand.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the campaign closed, we had close to $250,000.
Huh.
I actually thought Kickstarter was broken because you know, pledges were coming in, but they were all from people I didn't know.
Huh.
So I just thought it was a systems glitch.
And are most of your sales coming direct through your website or coming through bike shops?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. So a lot of the shops, number one, that we sell to aren't bike shops because we felt like...
That's interesting.
The customer experience in a bike shop And our probably our customer isn't going to bike shops a lot. Our customer rides a couple times a month. They're biking to work. They're not like bike aficionados.
Right.
We kind of fall into a more progressive area because we're thinking more about how do people behave nowadays than they did maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
How often do you think back to your friend who passed that sort of started this idea?
I would say really often. Like he actually hired me at Tom's.
Oh, really?
So he hired me as an intern, and it was one of those things where when you're like young in your 20s, you don't really believe in yourself a lot. It was the first kind of grown-up that made me think I could and should believe in myself. So I think it's kind of again, creating something for him was it feels kind of full circle in a lot of ways, because you just get the letters and you're like, this is kind of worth it, you know, just like even one life saved, one hospital trip avoided, like worth it.
Right. Gloria, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.